just close your eyes. And the moment you do that, everything starts to relax a little bit. The body relaxes a little bit. The breath relaxes. You might even take a couple of deep breaths to, you know, move the energy through the shoulders that are stuck in the throat maybe, or, you know, body parts that are sore. Just breathe into those parts. Pay attention to where, you know, you may have not been able to give yourself that breathing room, giving it a break. So then the moment also gives you that ability to go into the midbrain. When you pay attention going internally into the midbrain, you're going to be secreting some DMT, dimethyltryptamine from the pineal gland. Don't have to know all that. That's all the science behind it. But you can just know that that is like a key that unlocks the door to different dimensions. And that's where we can just go through that door, and then we're in a different space, a different time, and we jump from being stuck to an infinite realm. So you can just let go of the body, let go of the mind. As you're closing your eyes, putting your attention on your midbrain, so the middle of your brain, you might even swallow, because the moment you activate the midbrain, then this secretion happens and it kind of drips down the back of your throat. So paying attention to that experience, and then going even further internally down into the back of the brain, and then it connects into the spine, the top of the spinal column, and then you're going traveling down the spine, the spinal column, and then right into the pelvis. So now we're in the pelvis, where you can feel your tailbone. Pay attention to it. You're going even more deeper into that chakra. So it's a subtler, meaning deeper, meaning subtler. So non-physical. And then you can visualize reddish, orangish light in the base of the spine, the tailbone, the Muladhara chakra, or energy center. So the orangish-reddish light or form of Ganesha, the elephant-headed god, will remove the obstacles preventing you from moving forward in your life, and also from you accessing subtler realms inside of you. Feel it. Feel the energy moving through the pelvis into the legs even, feeling the legs come alive, giving that sense of getting unstuck. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now the energy gets pushed into the thin tube of light that rises from the base of the spine all the way up, piercing the chakras as it's going up through the navel, the heart, the throat, the third eye, the brain, and then piercing the top of the skull and going into the space. Now, instead of going into infinity, into the space, we're just going to go about 12 inches with our awareness above the top of the skull. So if you need to, you can place your hand about 12 inches above the top of the skull. Maybe you can feel that energy. But you'll experience this coming alive in your spine. And then it moves 12 inches above the skull. At that point, you may see a red light or a red being. Who is Kalabhairava, the god of time, the god of timeline jump. So you can pray to jump out of the challenging situations, get into a better reality, a better outcome for that situation. Let's invoke Kalabhairava. Feel the energy moving from the heart center up to 12 inches above the top of the skull. It continuously moves up and up and up. Udimo Bhairava. 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 Let yourself go. Just stay with the image or visualization of the tube of light moving from where your heart center was to 12 inches above your skull. Merge with the red being 12 inches above your skull. Udimo Bhairava. Udimo Bhairava. Udimo Bhairava. Udimo Bhairava. Udimo Bhairava. Udimo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Now, we'll ask for the ancestors to be released to higher realms, heavenly realms, where they can rest and be at peace. And bless you in the area of your life that you need the most support, transformation, release from pain and suffering, feeling of hopefulness, peace, well-being, through their grace and blessings. And then thank them. Again, paying attention to the red being 12 inches above your skull. Imagining that light or movement of energy shooting up from the heart center to that point 12 inches above the top of your skull. The rest of your memory of your form dissipates. Feel this power of Kalabhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. 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 Feel this empowerment. This timeline jump into the realm where you can communicate subtly and most powerfully and effectively with the ancestors, who are receiving your prayers for them to be at rest in heavenly realms, peaceful. and then blessing you and your family. With health, wealth, happiness, spiritual evolution. Feel the peace in your body, your mind, and your soul. Bring your attention now into your heart center. Feel your heart center in the middle of your chest expanding. Om is God. Om is the divine being, angel, saint, master, whoever it is that you resonate with. Allow them to appear in your heart center. Feel the unconditional love and support Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul. Peace to your ancestors, peace to you and your environment. Peace to the world. And just relax and let go. You can keep your eyes closed and then just feel the energy or the prayers or the experience become more integrated into you. As you slowly let go and come back to yourselves, to the environment, the surroundings. And the meditation.